WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a post-Thanksgiving recall of cucumbers. Arizona-based SunFed recalling whole cucumbers. Possible salmonella contamination.
The cucumbers were sold from October 12th to November 26th and are being pulled off store shelves right now. They were sold from California to New York and many points in between. Salmonella can cause serious illness and even death in children, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems.
ABC's Alex Stone. Thanksgiving Day homicide in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. Investigators say Hurleon McLean was shot dead. His family says it happened during a dispute with a neighbor over loud music. Police say the shooter is claiming it was self-defense, but McLean's widow says he was unarmed. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flew to Florida to have a post-Thanksgiving dinner with President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The sit-down coming after Trump threatened to impose sweeping tariffs on Canadian imports. This is ABC News. A retired NFLer suing over the death of his son.
In the lawsuit obtained by ABC News, former Green Bay Packers linebacker Brady Papinga is suing Providence Cedars Sinai Tarzana Medical Center here in L.A. and some of its doctors, claiming his 17-year-old son Julius did not receive proper care there last year. He claims the doctors negligently and wrongfully concluded his son was having a panic attack and did not pay attention to what was really unfolding. He was having chest pains and breathing issues. Julius died of a pulmonary embolism. The Papinga family is suing for wrongful death due to medical negligence. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Mexican movie star Sylvia Pinal died. She came from Mexico's golden age of cinema in the 40s and 50s. She starred with the likes of Cantinflas and Pedro Infante. Her family says she was hospitalized this month with a urinary tract infection. Sylvia Pinal was 93. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks host the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Washington Wizards tonight in Milwaukee. The Wizards trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. The Bucks held practice after a three-day break over Thanksgiving. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they probably ate too much. And, you know, you always, as a coach, we look at days off differently. Like, when I saw the schedule and said, oh, yeah, we get our 3 days off with Thanksgiving in the middle. You know, I looked at it. I don't know if I looked at it as a positive or not. Giannis had 6 days off. That's a huge stretch for him in the middle of a season or beginning of a season, so that should help his body as well.
College football, the Badgers losing their final game of the season 24-7 at home at Camp Randall Stadium to Minnesota, who reclaimed the Paul Bunyan axe. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on just how flat his team looked.
If you can't be fired up for a rivalry game, if you can't be fired up for a game that's been played since 1890, then I mean, this probably isn't the right place for you.
That's Wisconsin's Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. Then a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s.
Currently, we're at 15.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Interesting, before the election, all the media, welcome back to the third hour of the program, by the way. Before the election, all the media was talking about, oh, the price of eggs, it's through the roof. Oh, my God, it's inflation. It's, Joe Biden not managing the economy, bloody, bloody, blah. CNN is doing a story right now. The chyron on the screen says bird flu to blame for egg supply issues before the holidays. Yep. It's the bird flu. Meanwhile, down in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, the former president, the Donald Trump of Brazil, the guy who tried to hang on to power after he lost the election, has been indicted. This from CNN, also CNN. Brazilian authorities have indicted the country's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, alongside 36 other individuals as part of the investigation into an alleged coup plot to keep power following the election of his successor, Mr. Lula da Silva. This comes after police alleged, according to CNN Brazil, that Bolsonaro had full knowledge of a plan to prevent Lula and his government from taking office after his election victory. Brazil's attorney general will now decide whether to confirm the indictments or to scrap the investigation. If the indictments are confirmed, a trial is expected to take place next year. Now here's where it gets really interesting. And again, this is, it's only been, I think it's been about a year, right? So it was 2022, so it's been 2 years. Which I guess is about, how long it took Merrick Garland to get around to it. I think it was the third year that he actually got with the program, but whatever. Among those indicted, this is CNN again, among those indicted are several high-profile names that include former aides, front bench politicians who played a central role in Bolsonaro's last government, and several retired generals, the former minister of defense and the former chief of presidential security. A political consultant to Argentina's right-wing president Javier Milei was also indicted, and Bolsonaro's former intelligence chief, who is currently a congressman, and another former congressman and the chair of his party, the Liberal Party, were indicted. His son, Flavio Bolsonaro, who is a senator in the Brazilian Congress, sort of like what Don Jr. is aspiring to, suggested in a post on X on Tuesday that no crime had actually been committed. He said, as disgusting as it may be to think about killing someone, it is not a crime. Apparently, one of the allegations is that Bolsonaro and his buddies were plotting to murder the president, the incoming president or vice president. But apparently it's not a crime in Brazil to kill somebody or to plot to kill somebody, according to Mr. Bolsonaro's son, Senator Bolsonaro. Yeah. All right, what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Chris in Half Moon Bay, California. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Gosh, it's good to talk with you. You know, I got to speak with you right after Obama got elected in 2008. And I remember at the time, you know, we were all excited, of course, that he got elected. But it was like you mentioning something to the effect of, well, yes, he is their leader, but actually we need to be the leaders. Mm-hmm. And that is so true for today. The consequences of this election are, oh, my God, heartbreaking. But I have hope. And
me too.
And it comes from, you know, you're speaking of a left-wing media. And so I'm thinking maybe Warren Buffett. I mean, he's going to give away his billions anyway. So how about now and create another Air America type? But the thing I really want to suggest is that instead of meeting the right-wing hate media with a left-wing hate media, maybe do like a left-wing love media, like, you know, I love MSNBC, but man, it's just like, it's the opposite side of the coin. It's like the right wing hates the left, the left wing hates the right. And we just go back and forth and nothing gets resolved. And, you know, my favorite book of yours was The Prophet's Way and, you know, Herr Mueller. And I think about one of the things you said towards the end of the book. It was so valuable, and it spoke to me, and it was in order to save ourselves and our planet, we must change our behaviors. We must not only change our behaviors, we must transform our consciousness, our culture, and our spirit. And that's what I'm talking about as far as, you know, really speaking from love from one another, like do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Talk more about the Sermon of the Mount, on the Mount. You know, maybe people would be attracted to that because, you know, we're just not.
Wouldn't that be nice, Chris?
With what we got.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of, you know, media that presents a positive view of the world and that helps people achieve their highest potential. All in favor of it.
Instead of having such disdain for one another, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can see it. I can't fund it, but maybe Warren Buffett and others who have billions, you know, because I think if we don't do it now, I hate to think about what might be coming up.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You said it very well, and I need to move along to other callers. But thank you for the call, and thanks for your suggestions.
Oh, thanks. Yes.
Good talking.
So it was my first time. I just love your program, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Nancy in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to speak with you. I just have a question, and would like to know why Democrats are reactive instead of proactive.
Give me an example.
Well, just about anything a Republican initiates and the end outcome, normally the Republican is going to win because they don't push back the Democrats.
I'm not sure that's true,
Nancy.
Democrats have pushed back against a lot of bad Republican ideas. And in fact, they blocked a lot of crazy legislation during Trump's presidency, particularly during the first term, the first 2 years. And, you know, historically, it's been the Republicans who've been blocking things. I mean, they've been, you know, they've blocked efforts to expand Social Security. They've blocked efforts to expand Medicare. They've blocked efforts they went to the Supreme Court to block efforts to reduce student debt in the United States. I don't get
your criticism. Well, how about the big issue when we had Congress and the presidency when they could have solidified Roe versus Wade. They just,
Democrats,
when they had the power, they don't use it.
They passed legislation to enshrine Roe v. Wade in the Constitution, and it got filibustered in the Senate.
Well, I still think they want to so much not be and look like Republicans and how they...
I don't think so. I'm not willing to pick on Democrats like that, Nancy. There's a few, you know, there's a couple sellouts out there, you know, the Jared Goldens and Josh Gottheimers of the world, you know, who are just, you know, they never saw a corporate paycheck that they didn't like. But by and large, the Democratic Party is doing really well. And the Progressive Caucus is like about 100 members. I mean, that's a big chunk of Democrats who are refusing to take corporate money and who are, you know, doing good work and doing God's work, in my opinion. Nancy, I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm not the cynic here. I think the Democrats are basically a force for good in the United States. Now, they could certainly be a hell of a lot better. That's twice I've sworn. I care about this. They could be better. But that's going to happen when enough of us get inside the Democratic Party and make them better. That's our job.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of your calls and Anything Goes Weekend here. 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180.
He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share or a secret to disclose. Today's the perfect day, cause anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. Welcome back, Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, what's on my mind is something that happened yesterday. So Gary Peters chairs the House.
Senator from Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, Homeland Security Committee. And both Christopher Wray and Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas, refused to provide public testimony.
Correct.
To the committee. Now, today, while I was on hold, even, something came up about the Macy's Day Parade and some terrorist threat, and I don't even know. But the bottom line is they're setting a horrible precedent. The last thing we need is for, you know, officials of this administration to refuse to give public testimony to a Senate committee.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is not how we want to go out.
I suspect that one of two things is going on here, Devon, because these guys are pretty, you know, Mayorkas and what's his name? These are pretty high integrity people. My guess is either there are some really serious threats right now that they're dealing with and they don't want to freak people out, or they're sick and tired of the BS from Republicans on that committee who try to turn every single hearing into a damn circus. And they're just saying, enough. You know, it's the end of the year. We're not going to have to put up with this next year. We're not even going to be here next year. So screw you guys. We're out of here. So I don't know which of those two things it is. Maybe both. But, you know, I get it.
If it is the latter, though, that's worst of all, because we don't want the next administration to come in and say, hey, you guys are going to give us a hard time. We don't want to listen to your questions.
Oh,
no, we're just not that.
That's what they did 4 years ago. They're going to do that.
Right.
They are absolutely going to do that, Devon. They have already established that precedent.
Right. So I think that Gary Peters, who's really upset, you know, I mean, even if they make veiled references to something that is or you know, maybe there is something going on. Hopefully there's not.
Yeah.
But the refusal to testify is just not acceptable.
Yeah.
It's just not.
I understand. And by and large, I agree with you. I think they should have. But, you know, here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Have a great weekend, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Devon. Good talking to you. George in Rotunda, West Florida. Hey, George, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Well, something that doesn't get a lot of attention in the media is the VA healthcare system and all the damage that Donald Trump did when he was in office last time. It was horrific, you know, especially when it comes to the choice program that Obama started and then Trump took credit for. Well, he absolutely shut it down, basically.
Really?
He gave, I'm in the choice program.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the first. I'm 100% disabled from Vietnam, 78 years old. There's only 8% of us still alive out of 3.4 million.
Wow.
2 years ago, there was 30,000 Vietnam veterans in VA hospitals across the country with bladder cancer from Agent Orange.
Wow.
That's not the worst of it. So he gave the choice. The choice program was handled by VA employees.
Mm-hmm.
You would call the VA. They would give you, if you had to see a specialist outside of the VA, and they couldn't get you an appointment inside the VA because there were a shortage of a lot of doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just call the VA, and they would set you up with an appointment close to your house.
Right.
It was easy.
Right.
Well, when Trump took over, he took the program. You had to call this company he hired, and he paid them up front. They reinvested the money into their company. Well, you couldn't get through on that number.
Really?
Okay. After a year, I got through to on the number because I needed to see a cardiologist, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is just one example. So
did Biden reverse that?
Months.
Did Biden fix that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. But the money, you know, the money was gone for that whole program for 4 years.
Yeah, because Trump had given it to presumably a campaign donor.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I mean, this is public record. I'm not making anything up here. You know,
yeah.
I was a radio operator in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I have a top secret clearance. I mean, when I say something, it's the truth. I'm good or bad.
Yeah, no, I believe in you, George.
I've been in the healthcare system since 1969 when I got discharged. Mm-hmm. I'd been injured. And so anyhow, I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. And that 4 years during, like Vietnam veterans who are 100% and still alive, you know, because of Agent Orange, you need to get your blood tested at least every 6 months, need to get an x-ray for asbestos and all these different things. Well, that all stopped. It stopped.
Wow.
He put a hiring freeze on the VA. Huh?
During the Trump years.
Yeah, he put a hiring freeze on, so no doctors or nurses were hired during that 4 years. That's a fact. A lot of doctors and nurses quit, and they weren't replaced.
Right.
A lot of them retired.
Is this widely known in the veterans community, George?
No, that's the problem, because most veterans don't deal with the VA, because most veterans aren't injured,
right.
You know?
Right.
You know, even if you're, let's say you're 10% because of maybe a heart, you know, something you get.
Right.
You have some contact with the VA.
So he's screwing a small enough minority of veterans that no matter how much they yell and scream, most people are not going to hear it.
Right. 1% of the population.
Right.
So, and a lot of, you know, I'm sure a lot of veterans voted for Trump, but they don't know what damage they've done to their own, you know, their own community.
So are you seeing any early indicators as to what Trump is going to do?
Yes.
Go ahead. You got 15 seconds here.
Okay, this week I had a couple appointments set up, one for a dermatologist down in Cape Coral, and it was canceled. Well, why was it canceled? Well, because the doctors are already quitting.
Oh, because they're anticipating the cuts from Trump. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
George, I got to run. Thank you for educating me. I appreciate it, and our audience as well. I truly appreciate it, George, and I wish you the very best. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls in just a second.
To go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one. But get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a post-Thanksgiving recall of cucumbers. Arizona-based SunFed recalling whole cucumbers, possible salmonella contamination.
The cucumbers were sold from October 12th to November 26th and are being pulled off store shelves right now. They were sold from California to New York and many points in between. Salmonella can cause serious illness and even death in children, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems.
ABC's Alex Stone. Thanksgiving Day homicide in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. Investigators say Hurleon McLean was shot dead. His family says it happened during a dispute with a neighbor over loud music. Police say the shooter is claiming it was self-defense, but McLean's widow says he was unarmed. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flew to Florida to have a post-Thanksgiving dinner with President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The sit-down coming after Trump threatened to impose sweeping tariffs on Canadian imports. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s. Currently, we're at 15.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
School and junior high age kids, like ages, you know, like, say, 12 to 15 or so.
One that's not politically biased, you mean?
Well, just something that will give them, give kids a good, you know, foundation, because if they're not learning it in school, you know, like I'm thinking of my grandson, I'd like to get him a good book about civics. Yeah, not necessarily politically biased at all, but just a good foundation for civics.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking my book on neoliberalism, or my book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, or The Hidden History of the American Dream might be nice, but they have a political bias to them. I mean, you know, I'm openly anti-Republican, pro-democratic. Harvey Kay, who's a professor up in Wisconsin, wrote a brilliant book about Thomas Paine, and it's one of the better books of the American Revolutionary era histories, and talks at some length about, you know, the understanding that these guys had of the kind of country they were trying to establish and how they established it. I believe the title is Thomas Paine and the Promise of America. Harvey Kay's last name is K-A-Y-E. I haven't read a whole lot of other, you know, just kind of generic civics books or even history books for that matter in a lot of years. So that would probably be at the top of my list.
But
in terms of just a good kind of textbook book, I'm sorry, Catherine, it's not the kind of stuff that I read, so I just don't know.
Yeah. All right, but that is something to go on.
Yeah.
And then maybe some of your books, too. What were the ones you mentioned, The American Dream, and then what were the first two you mentioned of your books that would be good?
American Democracy and Neoliberalism.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Good luck, Catherine. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's quite a time we're in, and the context of my question is that I have run businesses and had my own businesses, and so the continuity of structures, even when times are difficult, are essential to keep it moving forward for the people that you employ and your customers.
Correct.
But I'm really having a hard time, and maybe you can help me with this. I have no reason to believe that there will be any midterm elections.
Why?
I think our lack of imagination in underestimating the disruption that's going to happen. So I don't find any comfort in that conversation. And maybe that's just my stuff.
Yeah, but
what are your thoughts around that? Thank you.
Yeah, my thoughts around it are that what the right-wing billionaires learned from this election was that if they throw enough money into an election, they can buy the outcome. And because I believe that's exactly what happened here. And midterm elections, first of all, only one-third of the Senate is up for election, so that's cheaper. And you don't have a presidential election, it's just the House of Representatives. And traditionally, turnout is much lower. So it's much less expensive to fund midterm elections. So my guess is the billionaires in 2 years will be out in huge numbers, just like they were this time. And they will make every effort to buy the 2026 elections, too. And they may succeed. You know, until Citizens United is taken down, until we stop, you know, the corruption, the big money corruption of our political system, it's going to be really hard. So I don't think that I don't think, frankly, the Trump people and the right wing billionaires are at all concerned about the midterm elections coming up. I think they're perfectly willing to let them go forward, you know, confident as they are in their ability to basically buy those elections.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
if you can take down Sherrod Brown.
There are no midterm elections, then. It's a structure that stays with the illusion that we have a normal operating democracy while they extract everything to the top.
Right.
But in reality, that no matter how bad it gets on the Republican side, the Democrats probably can't win because of what we saw here.
Right.
All the manipulation.
Yes, the term is anocracy, A-N-O-C-R-A-C-Y. And anocracy is a government that appears to be a democracy. You still have elections, but it has been so seized by those in power, either through things like massive gerrymandering or massive election rigging, or massive expenditures of campaign funds, that the outcome is basically preordained. That's what you've got in Russia. That's what you've got in Hungary. You know, Republicans have made no bones about the fact that Viktor Orban, the emperor of Hungary, is their role model. They've invited him to speak numerous times to Republicans. He's been a big advocate for democracy.
The operating premise then is that it doesn't matter because it's like a formality, but they've already written the outcome, which for me aren't midterms.
I get that. I'm not that despairing, Holly. I think that 2 years of Republican overreach may not be something that even billions of dollars can overcome. The fact that this election was as close as it was, I mean, if about 250,000 people had voted differently, Donald Trump would not be president, Kamala Harris would be. The fact that it was as close as it was and that Trump did not get a majority in the popular vote tells me that there are a hell of a lot of Americans who saw through the BS that the billionaires were pumping at us in an industrial scale. And so I have a lot of hope for the election 2 years from now, even though I know it's going to be a crap show.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just needed some orientation around it because it's almost like, well, let's just act like everything's normal.
No, it's not.
And there's nothing normal. And I find it like I'm hollering at the TV.
Yeah. Welcome
not
to the
at
club.
You.
No, welcome to the club. I totally understand what you're saying. And that's why I keep saying, you know, it's so important to join Indivisible or join Move On or join Progressive Democrats of America or whatever group you love and want to be a part of. And to show up at your local Democratic Party and be one of the people who makes change in the party, because this party needs to go back to its populist roots, and that's only going to happen if enough of us get inside the party and demand it. So
I gotcha. Thank you for helping with that. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Holly. You too. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, you know, Tom, you've said it many times, but the Democrats have to run on class warfare against the middle class and the poor. They got to just come out and say it. You're not going to solve a problem unless you identify it.
Yep.
And you've got enough evidence, Tom, which you've mentioned before about, you know, all the trillions of dollars taken from the middle class and the poor and given to the rich.
Yep.
And we got to hammer that home day after day that's what's going on when you vote for a Republican.
Yep. I'm with you, Mark. You're singing my song.
You know, another thing, Tom, is we've got to put pressure on the people funding the Republican Party, the Heritage Foundation, the Koch brothers, all these people that have funded this war against us. We've got to get out and protest against them and let the whole country know who's doing this to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully I'm doing my part here. We talk about this fairly regularly, and I write about it over at HartmanReport.com. And, you know, a lot of people are sharing those newsletters with other, you know, with friends and neighbors and things, and that's a good thing. So, you know, step by step, I think we're going to get there, Mark. I'm not panicked. I'm concerned. I'm hugely concerned, but I'm not panicked. Mark, thank you for the call. Kaylin in Chicago. Hey, Kaylin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So, you know what I've been thinking about is, because I remember reading an article that Bill Gates donated $40 million to Kamala Harris like 2 weeks before the election, which I'm not sure if that's common for them to wait that long. You know, maybe she could have used it ahead of time. But anyway, you know, he does a lot of philanthropy work in India and places. So I wonder if he would be willing to do something like buy MSNBC if he wants to be philanthropic for his own country for a change.
No, I'm with you, Keelan. I suspect that this may be an inflection point, you know, MSNBC. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how it's going to play out yet. I'm guessing that the chessboard is being arranged right now as we speak. The fact that Rachel mm-hmm. Maddow just took a $5 million pay cut says to me that the talent at MSNBC is taking this very seriously. You know, what they're going to do with it, how it's going to play out, I just don't know. But, you know, we live in interesting times.
We sure do. And I just thought, you know, maybe there's one ethical billionaire that would have something to say about it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it?
Indeed. Keelan, thank you for the call. Yeah, good talking, Ian. You too. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. Put me in that category. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
The sun is shining bright, a brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way. No more waiting for tomorrow. The time
back,
is 51 here
minutes past
now.
The hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, one thing I had been ranting about for a while is we're going to slip into the two Santa Claus theory business.
Oh, yeah.
And there must be a way for us to convince people or set a marker of how good the economy is now. I had suggested that the Treasury or someone or maybe the Fed comes up with an ABC economy, good, bad, medium, so people can understand who don't understand the GDP, who don't understand debts and all that, because it's beyond them. And that's been the biggest problem because they've been lied to.
Yeah.
And it should be, you know, something we should be celebrating. The other thing I wanted to mention is
before you go on, Bill, for people who don't have any idea what we're talking about here, the two Santa Clauses theory was laid out by Jude Wodisky in 1976 in the Wall Street Journal, and what he argued at that time, the national debt it was 136% of GDP when we came out of World War II, which is about where it is right now, and it was all the way down to only $800 billion. It was just a very small percentage of GDP when Reagan came into office. It had been continually going down steadily, because the top tax rate was, you know, 90% to 74%. And what Wodisky argued was that when Republicans were in office in the White House, they should spend like drunken sailors and run the debt up as hard and fast as possible so that when Democrats came into office, Republicans could squeal and scream about the deficit and use that as a club to beat the Democrats over the head to force them to cut government spending, and particularly Social Security and Medicare. So, yeah, your other point, Bill.
The other point is I'd like to go to Washington, D.C. and go to a COVID memorial and see my brother's name on a wall. And I've been trying to pitch this. We need to do the same thing we did in the Vietnam Memorial have a competition for design, I calculated that if it was 10 foot high like the Vietnam War, it would be 6,900 feet in circumference.
Wow.
Or 220 feet diameter.
Yeah, that's so huge. Yeah, I'm with you. Bill, I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. Maybe somebody listening will pick it up and run with it. Thank you for the call. Gary in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Gary, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Yeah, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, hi. Tom, desperate times calls for desperate measures. I think the only way out of this, if he gets in office, I think the country's done. Joe Biden took an oath to defend the Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, according to the 14th Amendment, with Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, he broke the law. Joe Biden, I think he had the only statement right now, declare martial law, put Trump on trial for breaking the laws of the Constitution, and then in Fox News, something's got to happen to them because they tell all the lies that that people listen to, and yeah, that's why they're so uninformed. But why Joe Biden? I think the only thing he can do, Biden took an oath to defend the Constitution. He broke the 14th Amendment.
I get your argument, Gary, although the Supreme Court said in that case, you know, about Article 3 or Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that, you know, Donnie Crime Boy is a very special boy, and he gets to commit all the crimes he wants.
But
Gary, I want to get another call in here. Thank you. Patrick in East Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I thought the best story you had all week was John Spoonamer, the computer expert who said why the election may have been stolen by people helping Trump with the 600,000 bullet ballots that were only voting Trump.
Right.
And I thought the duty to warn letter he wrote was marvelous, but the reporting you did didn't really explain how that election hack would work. And so it really doesn't explain how we fix it. And I just wanted to cover that quickly and ask you to put two people on your show who can explain it to your audience. What we really need is an election challenge to be filed in the 9 swing states. And the problem is our laws don't now allow for that kind of a challenge. And the reason that I couldn't understand from your reporting how this hack could work is that there was no explanation given by Mr. Spoonamer, and he's not the best expert on the details of the hack, is exactly how you could insert digital scans of a ballot that were not cast and not processed at the precinct.
Right.
And it's a very simple explanation. The election, can I make that explanation and tell you what the solution is? Because that's really what we should be talking about.
15, 20 seconds here.
Okay, well, the answer is John Brakey at Audis USA has an Abe software that would compare the scans of the ballot images that went over digital towers with the actual vote records of who voted. And that software is not in use anywhere. Arizona's open to using it. Maryland legislature may adopt it without comparing the digital ballot images that were sent over either the satellite or the cell towers with the records from the precincts. You can't tell if they were digital ballots inserted.
Patrick, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Mateo Robertson, and Martha Salinas, all the great folks who work on this program and help us out. And thank you to you for supporting our program, telling your friends and neighbors about us, and just being here with us every day. I truly appreciate it. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.